we competed well and tried hard, but, you know, too many soft tries, and you're 100% correct, and that's, you know, we need to improve that.
What have you said to the boys in there? Because there were a lot of young faces out there, I suppose. There's room for improvement with that.
Oh, yeah, if you look at the back line today, Gwillim, we had Michael Dobson. You know, Blake Green's our first choice six, our first choice centres, Webster Wellham. Our first choice wingers in Dave Hodgson, Sam Latus, and first choice fullback at Shannon McDonald in play. So, to the kids' credit, they're learning all the time, and they'll be a lot better for this experience. And we're going to work really hard in the off season, and we're going to be come back and start with it with a clean slate, and put that what happened today as experience down for those young kids.
Are you viewing this critically as a season, or are you viewing it as a transitional season, Craig?
Well, it's disappointing not to make the top eight. That's your goal, and we didn't do it, so that's disappointing. There's some positives that come out of it, obviously, and you know, the fact we lost so many close games means we must be doing something right to be in it, not to be getting touched up, but we need to do better.
Yeah, and you don't need to point any other further than, you know, the defence side of things. What can you do to fix that up then?
Yeah, it's just hard work and attitude and sticking to our principles. A lot of it comes from making some poor errors and giving away penalties and tackle 4 and 5 as well. You know, all that comes into it too, Gwillim. It's not just the basic defence. It's what leads up to it a lot of the times. That's what we need to really fix.
Well, I guess you get the close season to do it, and it's a long time between drinks, as they say, isn't it now?
It is and isn't. It's such a short pre-season these days with the comp kicking off so early. So, you know, we'll have a few weeks off and get stuck into it.
Are you going to go for it when you're coming back, middle of October, something like that?
Yeah, we'll stagger the dates. You know, the boys are in towards the back end of October.
In terms of the season, if you just had to encapsulate it in, you know, a few phrases, how would you encapsulate it?
That's a hard one to ask me on the spot now, Gwillim, but, you know, obviously it's disappointing because we didn't make the top eight, if that's what you're looking for. On the positive side, you know, we've had a positive for and against to finish the season, and teams above us have a negative, so it means we've been in a position to win matches, and that's what we've got to transfer those into actual wins next season.
It's always sad when it's a parting of the ways, you know, and some people go and some people are coming in new, isn't it?
Yeah, that's rugby league, that's professionalism, Gwillim. You know, you're always going to lose players to other clubs that want to come in and offer an awful lot more money. That's just the way it is.
Well, talking about Blake Green there, but you've got an adequate replacement in Travis Burns.
Yeah, Travis will be really good for us.
Did he take a lot of persuading to come along?
I'll talk about Travis in detail when the pre-season starts. At the moment, mate, I'm just absorbing, you know, what's happened today, and then my job is to analyse the season the next couple of weeks and go from there.
What do you get? Where do you get a chance to recharge your own batteries?
It's too important next season, so I'll be working through.
You'll be working through? You know, that's a tough gig, isn't it?
It is, but that's your job, you know, I wouldn't expect anything less.
Well, you're a former school teacher. What will be the school report on Hull Kingston Rovers then, finally?
Look, Gwillim, you know, we've been discussing this all season. You know, plenty of potential, but not quite good enough in the end, and that's the thing, you know. There's a lot of improvement needed. You know, very happy with our attack, as evidenced by the scores we're putting on, but, you know, you can't afford to win games based on the attack, and, you know, that defence is, you know, a crucial area we need to be better at.